Rebalancing is the discipline of pulling a portfolio back to its target weights. Many beginners treat buy and hold forever as stability, yet different assets grow at different speeds. Equities may rise fast, bonds slowly, cash barely moves, so over time your original allocation drifts. A planned 60% equity, 30% bond, 10% cash mix can quietly become 70/20/10. This is not itself dangerous, but it means the risk you actually carry no longer matches your plan. Rebalancing means restoring the intended proportions by trimming what has overrun and adding to what has lagged. Its logic is not market timing for profit, but keeping your risk exposure known and deliberate. For most people, holding risk steady beats frequent guessing. Note that rebalancing should not be done too often. Each adjustment has costs and tax effects, so the real question is what signal tells you it is time to act. This brings us to the two methods compared here: threshold rebalancing triggered by deviation, and calendar rebalancing triggered by time. Threshold rebalancing is intuitive. You set an acceptable band, say any asset may drift no more than 5 percentage points from its target before action is triggered. When equities climb from 60% to 66%, the system prompts you to move the excess into bonds or cash. It leaves the decision entirely to price movement. Its strength is that it speaks only when needed. In calm markets, it may stay idle for months or years, saving costs, and acts only on clear drift. For volatile portfolios, it is like a sensitive goalkeeper who dives only when the ball truly strays. The trade-off is calibration. Too tight a band causes frequent, costly trades. Too wide lets the portfolio drift far from plan and exposes more in a downturn. Many practitioners use 3 to 5 points with a cool-down rule to avoid repeated triggers. Threshold rebalancing also demands monitoring. Someone must check periodically, or large drift goes unaddressed. It suits those who want minimal trades and are willing to glance occasionally, handing control to rules rather than emotion. Calendar rebalancing uses a different anchor, time. It ignores how far the portfolio has drifted and acts only when the scheduled date arrives, typically quarterly, semi-annually, or annually. On that day, the mix is restored regardless of market conditions. Its greatest virtue is simplicity and predictability. You need not watch markets or judge whether drift is enough. You simply execute a routine task on a fixed date. This predictability soothes the mind, turning decisions from should I move now into the date came, move as planned, lowering the chance of emotional error. The cost is occasional unnecessary action. If the quarter was flat with tiny drift, you still adjust and pay avoidable costs. Some worry the fixed date may coincide with an extreme point, but long horizon studies suggest such date effects wash out over years. Calendar rebalancing fits those who dislike fuss and want automation. Many tie the date to a birthday or year-end and process it with salary or dividends, embedding discipline into life rhythm. It sacrifices some efficiency for very low execution friction, which protects the prone to procrastinate. The core dispute is who decides timing. Threshold rebalancing is event-driven. The market drifts first, then action triggers, handing initiative to price. Calendar rebalancing is time-driven. The date arrives, action happens, handing initiative to the calendar. One is passive response, the other active scheduling. Event-driven acts only when needed, avoiding needless cost, but may stay idle long or trigger repeatedly. Time-driven is highly regular and easy to sustain, but may act when unnecessary. From risk control, threshold reacts faster to extreme volatility, pulling you back sooner. Calendar is a slow but never absent alarm guaranteeing at least periodic calibration, a comforting backstop for average risk tolerance. The choice is not which is superior but which fits your temperament. A daily watcher may enjoy threshold sensitivity. A set-and-forget person may prefer calendar steadiness. Methods should serve the person, not the reverse. In different market regimes, the two behave differently. In a bull market, threshold triggers repeatedly, selling winners and possibly leaving some gains, yet capping risk. Calendar stays put, letting you ride longer but bearing more swing. In choppy markets, threshold may whipsaw with costs, where a wider band or cooldown helps. calendar proceeds unfazed on fixed dates. In a sharp decline, threshold's edge shows. When an asset breaks below the band, it prompts buying back at lower prices, executing contrarian additions. Calendar may wait until the next date. Yet executing in a crash demands nerve, and that is exactly when rules help. No method dominates all regimes. The pragmatic view is to identify which environment makes you give up, then use the method to patch that weakness. If you panic in volatility, threshold's auto-trigger steadies you. If you procrastinate, calendar's fixed schedule protects your baseline. A hybrid is popular. Calendar is floor, threshold is supplement. Fix an annual or semi-annual calibration day to guarantee periodic return, while setting a larger deviation threshold that triggers an interim adjustment if proportions swing fast. Either signal suffices. This blends regularity and sensitivity. Avoiding thresholds may stay idle risk and calendars mechanical at extremes awkwardness. Implement so the two do not clash, calendar annually or semi-annually, threshold wide at 8 to 10 points, with at least 1 month between adjustments. Calendar is the regular checkup, threshold the emergency alert. Advanced variants set per asset rules, but for most a single simple durable rule suffices. Complexity is itself a cost, and a rule explainable in three sentences is the one you can keep. Hidden costs are underestimated. Explicit are fees and spreads, i.